Here is a short presentation of the interior and the procedure for changing the firmware of an external Wi-Fi controlled socket, model ORSH17405. The product shown here additionally offers voltage, current, and power measurement, and normally works with Tuya, but after uploading the new software, it will be possible to run it 100% locally and connect it to Home Assistant. The whole thing can be bought for around 80 PLN, although you could probably get it cheaper imported from overseas. We get a box like this. The markings alone, Wi-Fi plus BT and Tuya, suggest the presence of the BK7231. Multilingual manual. Multilingual manual. Screws and insulating collar included. There is a seal between the two parts of the housing to protect against humidity. Markings, as in the title, OR-SH-17405. On the casing of the product, there is a button with which the relay can also be switched in an emergency, even without access to Wi-Fi. Let's take a look inside.
You can already see at this stage that the whole thing is based on the Wi-Fi plus BT-CB3S module, BK7231N. I will soon show how to upload new software to it. The power section has a non-isolated KP15052SP inverter and a 3.3-volt LDO powering the Wi-Fi module. The Wi-Fi module itself is a CB3S, or BK7231N. View from underneath. In addition, there is a circuit on the board from energy measurement. Now you can change the firmware. A USB to UART converter is useful.
The Wi-Fi module requires a 3.3-volt supply, but there is already a 3.3-volt LDO on the board, so you can feed 5 volts into its input to get 3.3 volts. For this, you need RX and TX. We program according to the flasher instructions. Read the batch first. The flasher will recognize the GPIO configuration this way. Tuya JSON detected.
Verbal description. OBK template. Instructions for importing the template. HA discovery instructions. Other related material on ytelectroda.com. Project repository. For this device, calibration still needs to be done. We connect a 60-watt bulb, measure exactly what the power consumption is, what voltage, current, and enter them with the commands voltage set, current set, power set. In summary, this was another low-cost device offering a simple firmware change.
It can be easily disconnected from Tuya and run 100% locally with Home Assistant in a fully customizable way. Some time ago, I showed a similar hardware based on ESP8266, external ATLO-S1IP5-Tuya socket on ESP8266, interior firmware change, only that it was without energy measurement. Apart from that, the construction is quite similar. You can compare on your own. Do you use this type of external remote-controlled socket? And if so, how long have such sockets served you faultlessly?